The Ice Pod, a podcast about polar science and the people. Presented by Kirsten Werner from the International Coordination Office for Polar Prediction.
From Bremen, Germany, hello and welcome to The Ice Pod, the podcast about polar science and the people. This second season of The Ice Pod, you may know this already, is all about users of weather and sea ice products in the polar regions. And some of you may remember the first season of The Ice Pod, where we have talked to many participants of the Mosaic ice drift expedition that took a year in the Arctic, in the Central Arctic Ocean. For one of the last episodes of the first season, we had talked to Polar Stern Captain Thomas Wunderlich. Thomas Wunderlich joined the Mosaic expedition in summer 2020 for the fourth and the fifth legs of the expedition. So he took over the command from his fellow Captain Stefan Schwarze, who had been in the Arctic since September 2019. But due to the corona pandemic, the expedition's schedule had also been rearranged somewhat. But eventually, the captain swap took place in early June 2020. So, yeah, in this interview, we have talked to Thomas Wunderlich about how he got to working at sea, what his experiences were in the Arctic and also in the Antarctic, but also what his responsibilities are as a captain on board the German research icebreaker. And of course, we have also talked to him about Mosaic. The interview with Thomas Wunderlich was originally recorded in German. So for those of you who speak German, I would also recommend going back to the German version, which you find under the Ice Pod season one. But yeah, we had promised to produce an English version too. And here it is. This one is a bit shorter than the original version. So in the following, you can hear parts of the interview that we are my colleague Sara Pasqualetto and I have recorded with the captain of Polar Stern. My name is Kirsten Werner and I am with the International Coordination Office for Polar Prediction. In this very first part of the interview, I had asked Thomas Wunderlich how he ended up going to the sea in the first place.
Ja, fast klischeebehaftet. Also mein Vater ist war sehr seeaffin.
It was almost cliche. My father had an affinity for the sea and was in the Navy.
Wilhelm Pieck, das war das damalige Segelschulschiff.
He was on the sailing ship Wilhelm Pieck, a tall ship which at the time was used for training cadets. He worked in shipping, focusing mainly on long, big deal routes.
Im Endeffekt habe ich, ja, muss es irgendwie übergegangen sein. Denn ich kann
basically, it must have rubbed off on me. I remember being a captain was the first thing I ever wanted to do when I grew up. I had this one conversation with my mother when I was 8 or 9. I don't know what led to it. She told me, as captain, you had to go down with the ship. And I thought, no way that's going to be me. Like you read about in the books, and that was the end of that.
Das war schlagartig vorbei. Ja, dann kam 10. Klasse, dann kam das Abitur und in der Zeit, man kennt das ja, hat man sich dann so...
And then comes 10th grade in my Abitur and you know how it goes, you apply somewhere.
Wurde ich dann abgelehnt wegen meiner Brille und ich glaube, das ist in heutiger Zeit das nicht mehr möglich.
I wanted to be a police officer, but I was rejected because of my glasses. I don't think that could happen today. That criterion is, I think, mostly done away with. Just before finishing school, I landed a business apprenticeship with the publisher of our regional newspaper, the Lausitzer Rundschau. At the time, it was hard to get a good apprenticeship. There were more applicants than good apprenticeships.
Also, man hatte mehr Bewerber auf gute Ausbildungsstellen, als dass die Ausbildungsstellen zur Verfügung standen.
And this was after the war came down, right?
Yep. And I was one of 500 applicants for 5 spots. And if you got a good apprenticeship, you were happy with it.
Ausbildungsstelle, war man glücklich.
And then, when you were a certain age, your name came up before the local draft board.
Ich habe für Ersatzamt das gemeldet, dass ich nach dem Abitur jetzt meine Ausbildung angehen.
And I told them I was doing an apprenticeship after my Abitur. But the draft board had a different idea. And because the Abitur counted as your first exemption, I had to give up my apprenticeship at the time and go serve.
Ich musste meinen Dienst machen. Ja, und das ist jetzt
and so everything fell apart.
Und gleichzeitig habe ich aber ja, einen Film im Fernsehen gesehen.
But then I saw this TV movie, and with that, suddenly, there it was again, and I jumped into action.
Naja, dann bin ich sehr aktiv geworden.
At the time, there were these career information centers.
Das BITS.
Yeah, I remember those too.
Und da hat man sich für damals
and there, you sat at these ancient computers and entered your profile, looking for options.
Laufen lassen und ob das möglich ist. Und zu der Zeit wurden halt auch Offiziere gesucht.
And they were recruiting officers at the time. And then you had to pass an exam, and they promised me, informally anyway, that I could eventually pursue a college degree. And so I turned down the apprenticeship and carried out my military service in a civilian role. And then I went to university in
1999.
We wanted to know how Thomas Wunderlich finally became the captain of the German research icebreaker Polar Stern.
Also es war absehbar, also der klassische Weg.
You could see what was coming. It was the classic career path. While in college, I was apprenticed at the shipping company Leis, and I'm not one to shift my loyalties.
Dann bin ich und bleibe ich loyal. Und die Firma kam mir von den Einsatzzeiten sehr entgegen.
The company was very amenable when it came to my work schedule, and I felt like I was in good hands there. There was mutual trust, even though I was a new hire.
Mm-hmm. Ja, es war wie so ein familiäres Zusammensein.
It was like a family. So I knew I would work there after I finished my degree. And with that, it was clear that I would probably be assigned to a container ship as chief mate.
Containerschiff eingesetzt werde als nautischer Wachoffizier. So, dann habe ich nach dem Studium meine erste Reise auf Containerschiff gemacht.
And then after college, I did my first tour on a container ship. It was something new and a new responsibility. I had to fly to Hong Kong and went from there to the U.S. West Coast and then back to the Far East and then back to Europe. And then with all the regular port calls.
So mit den gängigen Häfen, das war Jiutau. Ja, und dann ging das halt wieder nach Hamburg dann zurück.
And then back to Hamburg. Then I had a watch in port. And as chief mate, you're standing on the deck.
Steht man halt auf dem Deck. Und ja, nicht das.
And it's not really that I was wondering if there's more to life. But when you're color coordinating the stowing sequence or checking off this or that container as loaded or unloaded, you gotta pay your dues, you know?
Welche von Bord sind. Gut, Lehrjahre sind keine Herrenjahre. Aber dachte ich,
but I thought, I didn't want to get stuck here. Then the Works Council came aboard in Hamburg and wanted to see if everything was okay, bring you the newspaper. At this time, Polar Stern was already with Leis. And this particular challenge was something that I was attracted to, even then. And so I say to the Works Council, I heard we service this ship, the Polar Stern, and I told them I was very interested in serving and working on her at some point. And the guy responds like, okay, I'll put it before HR. And I left it with him. Like, I really appreciate you taking care of that for me. And then we sailed from Hamburg again, reversing the whole tour, Europe, Asia. And then I got off again in Hong Kong. And when I got home 2 days later, there was a call from the staffing agency that someone on the Polar Stern, a chief mate, happened to be leaving. And I was first assigned to the Polar Stern around the end of
2004.
And we know where it goes from there.
Wir haben ja gesehen, wo es dann geendet ist.
At this point, we make a big jump directly into the Mosaic expedition. In the run-up to the expedition, the two captains, Stefan Schwarze and Thomas Wunderlich, had decided to split the legs evenly so that Stefan Schwarze would complete the first part of the expedition and Thomas Wunderlich would go on after the team exchange after the third leg in summer 2020. But then the pandemic changed everything.
When it came time in the original plan, COVID-19 was about to blow up. I guess about mid to late February. We had already booked our flight to Svalbard for the end of March.
Und dann ging das ja alles ganz schnell.
And then everything happened at once. I was looking forward to Mosaic and its challenges. Anything can happen. If anything happens on board or with the ship, the expedition could be called off at any time.
Expedition jederzeit abbrechen können.
Yeah.
Und dann dachte ich auch, naja, nee, das kann ja, eigentlich möchte ich es ja auch noch ein bisschen.
But I actually wanted to be a part of it for a while. And then it was a rapid succession. Svalbard, Norway, the airport shuts down. It was clear there was no way to get to Svalbard. The landing strip at the ship broke apart, which was one of the ways a relief operation could have been executed.
Realisieren können und, ja, und dann ist erstmal so ein bisschen die Welt zusammengebrochen. Was passiert jetzt?
It was kind of a global collapse. Like, what's next? Later, I became aware of the level of anxiety and uncertainty that had arisen on the ship. Understandably so. The expedition really looked doomed. I had a call with Marcus Rex. It was mid-April. I told him to have this expedition end.
Und ich hatte dann zu ihm auch gesagt, es kann ja nicht sein. Also,
with all that depended on it and everything that was supposed to come out of it with this level of importance, that simply can't happen. The goal of recording all that data for a whole year. If the ship had returned to port just like that, especially during the first lockdown, it would have all gone up in smoke.
Im ersten Lockdown wurde das, wenn das Schiff die Expedition abbrechen würde.
As if it had never taken place.
Es wäre wie nicht stattgefunden.
Yeah.
The Polar Stern on a half-year cruise would have been a polar expedition like any other, except maybe for the fact that it was winter. The life would have gone right out of it.
Mm-hmm. Und das hatte mir Markus Rex im Nachgang mal gesagt, also wenn er das Gespräch mit mir nicht geführt hätte.
And after the fact, Markus Rex said that if it hadn't been for that conversation with me, he would have felt desperate in the face of an aborted expedition. And it was an encouragement for him to go advocate for, and I should add that the operator's logistics department really delivered. To mobilize the Zona and the Marianne at such short notice, to redraw all the plans on the fly like that, getting the hotels lined up all in 4 short weeks, you gotta hand it to them.
After being quarantined in a hotel in Bremerhaven, Thomas Wunderlich, together with a new crew and a new science team, they all left port in Bremerhaven aboard two research vessels, two German research vessels, that is Maria Esmerian and also the research vessel Sonne, to exchange with the team of the third leg of the expedition. And we have asked Thomas Wunderlich about the time on board Maria Esmerian, if he knew the crew and the captain maybe from before and would just hang out with them on the bridge during the transit to the Arctic. But yeah, surprisingly, he answered that he didn't know anybody from Merian before, as Merian is operated by another shipping company. But he also told us that he really enjoyed the period, the transit during the Central Arctic, because it was like a warm-up phase for them to get to know each other. And so he very well got to know the science team, but also the crew on Maria Esmerian.
These are friendships. It's that simple. You're spending time with people you know so well and trust so much. Time you don't want to relinquish. I like to put it this way. This type of thing is what made the expedition so great. All the individual parts came together, and this thing grew up out of it.
For the actual exchange of the science team and the crew, Polar Stern had to leave the ice camp in the Arctic to meet with Maria Esmerian and Sonne in a fjord in Spitsbergen. How did the exchange of people but also cargo come about?
Wir haben im Nachgang, nachdem die Versorgung, ich glaube 4 Tage hat die gedauert.
We weren't in contact with headquarters while it was going on, but after the fact, after the resupply, which I think took 4 days, our agency let us know.
Nicht zu unserer Agentur, aber wir haben dann trotzdem das Feedback gekriegt. Typisch Deutsch, sowas von perfekt.
They said, quintessentially German, went off without a hitch, effectively organized. Great job. And it really was. First, the Zona was alongside, then the Marianne, and then we had to bunker from a tanker that had come up from Norway.
Wir haben längsseits und dann musste ja auch noch gebunkert werden mit einem Tankschiff, was von Norwegen gekommen ist.
A couple of times the vessels were in a row, like a 3-pack. Not sure if you've seen the pictures, it was really something to behold.
With Polar Stern in the middle and Sonne and Merian on either side?
Yes, with the Polar Stern in the middle. It was the Maria S. Merian on one side loading containers and the tanker on the other side with the fuel. If the images are out there, you can Google it. It's really a very impressive sight. It was absolutely lovely. Not a minute was wasted, but things didn't get chaotic or take too long either. One crew relieving the other. It was very effectively organized, especially with our colleagues on the Zona and the Marianne. They could see what the priorities were. Safe, effective, but still working briskly. Nobody snapped, nobody argued about who was responsible for what. It was a very collegial and professional cooperative effort. And that's my summation, actually. A busy, but good time.
Thomas Wunderlich also told us about the moment when he actually boarded Polar Stern for the first time, and also when he took over the command of Polar Stern from Captain Stefan Schwarze.
Ja, es war tatsächlich so. Also man hatte natürlich.
I was home for seven and a half months. You know, when you arrive at the ship that your counterpart still has a lot of work to do, administrative work, especially right before being relieved like that.
Sehr viel zu tun hat, administrativ, vor allen Dingen, wenn er jetzt so kurz vor der Ablösung steht dann. Und wir hatten uns dann am ersten Tag, dann bin ich erst nach.
I went over after lunch on the first day. I went aboard, climbed the rigging, as they say, and then it was quite startling at first.
Ja, erschrocken. Weil die Kollegen, die waren ja nun auch die.
The scientists had been out longer than planned, and there was a lot of uncertainty. They'd been getting news, filtered news, maybe only bad news. You work up your own catastrophe in your mind about what's happening in Germany. So it was startling.
Ein eigenes katastrophales Bild, was in Deutschland passiert. Und ich war dahingehend erstmal ein bisschen erschrocken, also man hatte gesehen, als wirklich.
You're witnessing this emergency evacuation of everything from the ice flow and had gotten the call to get underway as soon as possible. And so it was. Low pressure systems were nearing, time was pressing, utilizing that time. People have been at sea for a long time. Some people take it to extremes, not combing or cutting their hair, not shaving their beards. You have to imagine the craziest looking beards and hairdos, palish faces. It was pretty extreme.
Bärten und Haarfrisuren und Blässe in den Gesichtern gesehen hat, ja, das, ja, es war schon sehr extrem.
Yeah.
Und dann die Übergabe mit.
The handoff with Stefan Schwarz was pretty emotional compared to what we're used to.
Sehr emotional. Und wir haben uns auch nicht.
We didn't talk shop very much. We sat down and talked, and you could tell Mr. Schwarz still had a lot to take care of, and I know what that's like.
Herr Schwarz hatte noch sehr viel abzuarbeiten, und das ist, ich kenn's aus eigener Erfahrung.
You leave a man to his work, so everything on the ship gets done right. I went back to the Marianne, and we did the actual transfer the next day. It was the right approach.
Übergabe dann am nächsten Tag gemacht, und das war auch gut so und lang.
So after the exchange with the team and the crew of Leg 3, Polar Stern returned right back to the ice floe in the Arctic. And then, basically the new science team continued its work out on the ice. But we were actually wondering, what does a captain do all day when the ship is not actually sailing?
Die Frage kam schon sehr oft.
People often ask what the captain does if the ship's just drifting. The ship keeps operating 24/7.
Und wir hatten zwar ganz die Schiffsbesatzung reduziert.
We were operating a few people short of a full crew, so we couldn't keep everything running and service the ice floe at the same time. It had been determined from the outset that the responsibility of captain and crew didn't extend past the hull. But as I said, operations are ongoing 24/7. As far as that goes, the whole operation remains subject to all the regular orders of business.
Yeah, Thomas Wunderlich had actually been on numerous expeditions aboard Polar Stern in both the Arctic and also to the Antarctic. But this later part he joined of the Mosaic expedition when he was in command during the fourth and the fifth legs, was something special for him.
There have been many good trips, pleasant trips, but this one was a cut above. You could see that if the scientists really enjoy their work, and with the right regard for one another and the right kind of support, you could see it unfold at a whole other level.
But the Mosaic expedition had also been very special to him because he was able to see with his own eyes how drastic the changes in the Arctic Ocean actually are.
Wir fahren ja mit der Polarstern.
We've been sailing with the Polar Stern for many, many years now, and going to nearly the same places, be it the Fram Strait or East Greenland, the Weddell Sea, the Neumeier Station. You would see a certain amount of change over the years, but what we saw this year during the Mosaic expedition, particularly in the second half, that was very scary, even for me. The extent to which the ice had withdrawn, thinned out, shot through with holes. I'm not a scientist. I have to describe it as I saw it. And how the ship was able to travel through that in every region of the Arctic? It's become personally important for me to convey to your average land-based consumer of science so that they can hear it from a non-scientist. It's never been like this, and it's not getting better.
Aus einer nicht wissenschaftlichen Stelle auch noch mal erfährt. Man sagt, so wie man sieht, es war noch nie so, und es wird auch nicht mehr besser werden.
At this point, we also asked Captain Wunderlich what goes through his mind as such an experienced captain in the Arctic when he sees these dramatic changes of the sea ice. And his answer to that was that climate change is actually exactly happening as it is reported by the media, and that it is so important to communicate to the public the processes and the interactions and the connections that are related to climate change.
Sehr prägnant war, dass wir zur Richtung Nordpol und wieder in die östliche Arktis vorstoßen konnten.
It was striking that we were able to advance toward the North Pole and the Eastern Arctic on a sea route that would have been impassable for us as a conventional icebreaker. That we were able to power toward the North Pole and beyond under, let me just call it, relaxed engine power. We advanced into parts of the Eastern Arctic that used to not be passable, even last year or the year before. We sailed through regions of old ice, multi-year ice, that really wasn't multi-year ice anymore. If you consider how that used to be old ice, ice that would always refreeze, that was located windward of North Greenland. And I saw this year's ice, and I thought, where is any of that going to refreeze? Where is ice going to accumulate with nowhere to start?
In the final part of the interview, we wanted to know how Thomas Wunderlich experienced that moment when Polar Stern returned to Bremerhaven. It was a very sunny early morning in October 2020. And as he said, one of the most beautiful moments he could remember.
Es war nahezu kein Seegang.
There was almost no swell. The sea was leaden. There was a beautiful sunrise.
Montag, glaube ich, ne? Wo man sonst davon aus.
At the time, I think it was a Monday. Who gets up that early to see a ship?
Und dann nördlich der Stromkai kamen uns schon die ersten Begleitboote entgegen.
Then, north of the River Kwai, the first parade boat was coming towards us. The German Maritime Search and Rescue Association were first, I think. Then came customs and positioned themselves behind us. And everyone sounded their air horn, and we would have liked to reciprocate, but there was no way. And then as we came even with the passenger quay, you saw all these people that actually did get up that early. So many small craft that accompanied us. Those were very, very impressive moments that still give you chills to think about. Despite COVID, it almost seemed like a mini folk festival in controlled circumstances. But you knew that the people would be talking about it all day and into the evening. I mean, that was very, very impressive.
Also das war sehr, sehr beeindruckend.
So this was our short version of the interview with Captain Thomas Wunderlich in English language. And I really hope you enjoyed listening to it. I would like to thank Thomas Wunderlich once again for taking the time and sharing his experience in the Arctic and his impression during the Mosaic expedition. I would also like to thank my dear colleague Sarah Pasqualetto, who was with me during the first season of the IcePod and who recorded this interview together with me. And also thanks go to John Folks, who took care of the English translation of this interview. If you have any question, please send an email to polarprediction@gmail.com. And you can also find more information on the Polar Prediction project at polarprediction.net or on our Twitter and Instagram accounts at polarprediction. And with that, I like to say goodbye to Captain Thomas Wunderlich, wherever he is right now. And also, I like to say goodbye to you, wherever you've just been listening to the IcePod. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the IcePod, a podcast about polar science and the people. Find more information on our website, polarprediction.net, or give us feedback. Just send us an email to polarprediction@gmail.com. You can find all the links in our show notes.